USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 again. His positive test result happened 3 days after he tested negative for the virus on Tuesday and Wednesday. The White House says it is a rare rebound case following treatment with an antiviral drug. White House physician Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. Biden will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. Some residents have returned to their homes in eastern Kentucky to begin the cleanup after floods devastated the region. Rachel Patton tells Sky News what it was like to escape danger.
We had to swim out, and it was cold. It was over my head, so yeah.
At least 25 people, including 4 children, have died. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the number of fatalities would likely go up. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.